Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Thursday morning, 43 degrees. The COVID-19 pandemic is now claiming new victims, the agriculture industry.
Thousands of acres worth of fruits and vegetables grown through the winter months in Florida has to be discarded because it's just sitting there, rotting, with nobody buying it. Florida farmers usually keep much of the nation fed, but due to the coronavirus pandemic, restaurants, schools, resorts, and the like just aren't buying much produce. Other states specializing in dairy have had to spill out hundreds of thousands of gallons of unused milk. While many farms do supply food to food banks and soup kitchens, those entities have a limit as to what they can take. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Some Kansas farmers' markets are still operating around the state, but governmental officials' responses are varied in their operations because of the virus.
Officials in Overland Park have postponed their popular farmers' market amid concerns about the coronavirus, while another in Wichita is set to open Saturday. Like grocery stores, farmers' markets have been described in stay-at-home orders as essential businesses that can continue to operate. But city officials in Overland Park announced their markets postponed opening on Tuesday under pressure from the public. Meanwhile, here in Wichita, the Kansas Grown Farmers Market Board decided to proceed on Saturday with extra safeguards in place. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Commissioners heard an update from Health Director Adrian Byrne at Wednesday's meeting. There was some good news to report. 23 people have recovered from the virus. Director Byrne says expanded testing will start soon.
We still will probably limit to around 50 just because we only have so many samples, the ability to sample so many people, and want to be able to continue that throughout the week. But we will be expanding.
Byrne says the tests will be for those who have symptoms and not just the strict criteria.
The governor of California wants to reconsider how a hospital Navy ship is being used.
The USNS Mercy that docked in Los Angeles was supposed to be taking in patients that did not have the virus. But California Governor Gavin Newsom says they may ask to shift the Mercy's mission.
One of the areas of discussion, this is not concrete, but it is one of the areas of discussion, is how we can help support our skilled nursing facilities and their patients at this time.
There are multiple reports of the virus infecting people inside different nursing homes. Earlier this week, 84 patients at a home in Riverside had to be evacuated because employees refused to show up to work. 34 residents there tested positive for the virus, and all of those evacuated were taken to alternate facilities. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A new study details how long the coronavirus can live on particular surfaces.
At the urging of government leaders and health experts, many Americans have begun wearing face coverings or surgical masks. A new study suggests coronavirus can live on the outer layer of those masks for up to 7 days. That's the bad news. The good news, the study published in Lancet says the virus is susceptible to standard disinfection methods. A separate study published in March found corona could stay on stainless steel and plastic for anywhere between 2 and 3 days. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Take a look at the forecast here on a Thursday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It looks like we'll have a much cooler and quiet weather pattern throughout the next couple of days. Wet weather is expected to return this weekend with much colder temperatures by Sunday night. Today's high 61, clear and 32 overnight, and then partly cloudy on Friday with a high in the upper 50s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, we have a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour and 43 degrees. KNSS News, I'm now 7:35. Steve and Ted in the morning here on this Thursday, day before Good Friday. And
that means it's Holy Thursday.
Holy Thursday, right. And the Convoy of Hope has a project going on. Remember the Convoy of Hope and Stacy Cathcart with the Convoy. She's with us this morning. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
Well, we're doing terrific. Good. And it looks like you're always going to try to do some good work here. You're trying to raise some money and some supplies, right? What's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. Today, it's pretty exciting. We will get a semi-truck from Convoy of Hope that will be full of supplies that will be ready to help people here in Wichita. And so we're excited to get this off the ground and rolling. We've already been helping people for a couple weeks, but this is really going to boost our supplies.
What kind of supplies are you going to share?
Well, the truck is going to be filled with food and hygiene supplies and cleaning supplies and baby items such as formula and diapers.
So, and where are you going to be located? How can people pick up on this?
Well, the best way that they can do it is they have to go to our website, which is convoyofhopewichita.com. Mm-hmm. There is a button on there that says apply for relief, and that is an application. They're going to fill that out, and what will happen is one of our volunteers will contact them, and then we will either deliver them to their porch. That's a big thing for people right now, or they can come and pick them up with no contact at Bethel Life Center.
Right. You got to be careful right now. That's for sure.
Yes. Absolutely.
So are you asking for donations as well? Items, money? What are you looking for? A little help there?
Yes, absolutely. Anything will help. I want people to know, even if they feel like it's small, to a person in need, it's actually a big thing. So if they want to donate, 100% of the money is going straight into Wichita and straight to help those families. Again, on that website at the bottom, there's a donate button, and they can donate right there, and that goes directly to help families. Also on our website, there are drop-off locations, and they can actually drop off supplies. And so we're taking them at Bethel Life Center Monday and Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they can stay in their cars, and we have volunteers that will come out and get those supplies for them.
Bethel Life is at 3777 South Meridian. The webpage or the website is convoyofhopewichita.com. Is that correct, Stacy? Am I on the right page on this?
You are on the right way.
All right. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Stacy Cathcart of Convoy of Hope. They have done some good work. You know, they have that project every year down at the church there on South Wichita where they just do a little bit of everything. And a lot of donations, a lot of goods are offered free of charge to people. And just that's a way to reaching out to the community and doing some good things, Ted.
Yep. Just think of how many families and individuals they have helped and touched.
Absolutely. Yeah. They have helped a lot. And one of the things that we're all, of course, in our stay-at-home mode here, or most of us here in Sedgwick County. And again, today is day 16. I was hoping they'd only do it for 2 weeks and then today would be out. But now who knows how long this is going to go on. But Ted, you and I and Jad, we're all staying close to home and observing this the gathering limit. We're doing our part. We're coming in here and doing our show every day. But keeping everything, surfaces clean. By the way, why don't you hand me the sanitizer? I'll go ahead and do a quick sanitizer of my front paws here while we're talking.
I'll join you.
There you go. So we do this on the morning show, the Steve and Ted Sanitizer Minute. You might think about this at your office. You're sitting here doing the computers down there, or you got surfaces you're in contact with, sanitizing. I've washed my hands at least twice already this morning. Really good. Give them a good scrubbing.
Well,
so,
that's one of the things we need to do nowadays.
One of the other things we like to do is support our local businesses and those. You know, in these times when, particularly restaurants, you know, and I noticed, I think you pointed this out the other day. I noticed when I came in the parking lot this morning, the Marriott Hotel is right to the southeast of us.
Yeah, it's right by us.
And I always came in because I like to look up the Marriott, always had one letter out on the big sign at the top. It was like the Marriott, you know. But it's dark over there now.
There's no one there.
There's no one there. So, no. So think about that.
Hotels are empty.
Think about that. Hotels are
empty. Every hotel is empty.
Yeah. And those are people who are not working right now. They're probably struggling a little bit.
So, yep.
And then you go to the restaurant business, and Shelly and I have been to – we went out to and got something from Stroud's the other night. Oh, man, that was good. And Savoots, one of our advertisers here, we've supported them. Last night we actually ordered the meatloaf from Fizz, which is, course, and we also got some French fries from Fizz up in Northeast Wichita. Ted, you've done some. Have you done a couple of carryouts? You've done Stroud's as well, haven't you?
Yep, did Stroud's once.
Chicken fried chicken is my favorite.
Did Wichita Brewing Company last night?
Yeah, so
I was a little dismayed. One of my favorite places is Electric Pizza out there at Maple and West.
Really?
Called three times and they got no answer yesterday. Ooh, I wonder if Electric Pizza is. I worry about them.
Where is it? Maple and West?
Yeah.
How am I not familiar with that? That's kind of my area out there. Okay.
I was worried when I didn't get an answer at the phone last night.
Now, that's not a good sign. All right, well, we're going to continue to try to support all of our people.
We hope as many small businesses can stay alive.
Get some money, maybe.
Period as possible.
Maybe get some loans coming in here from the Fed to keep you going, and let's keep this thing going as small. We were looking for a great spring, Ted, coming up, and Easter was on the way. The ballpark was going to be open. We're going to see the surge play. And now this. So we're trying to find other things to keep you entertained. Steve and Ted will be here for you every morning, keeping you updated on all the information. And Ted, of course, got the sports such as it is. We can't give you any scores, but we can tell you a lot of stories. So stay with us, Steve and Ted, in the morning here on KNSS. 7:40 now, and coming up, we've got Editor Bill Roy on the way from the Wichita Business Journal. Spirit looks to its financial position. Bill's coming up with that. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.